Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am glad you are here. So today I want to talk about embracing your passions and some of the weird passions I have. Sorry, it's my dog. Some of the weird passions I have, it's not that weird, but just some different things that you can include in maybe in your phys ed program. So here we go. All right, so to think about things in my life I'm really passionate about, especially for the phys ed world, I would think, like, I love to golf. I don't golf as much as I used to since my foot surgery, and just in general, spending time away from my family for 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day isn't what I want to do, but I do enjoy going with my son now, golfing and putting and just practicing, and then with my father, sometimes golfing. So, you know, that's one of my passions. Now, baseball, I grew up loving and playing baseball and then coaching a little bit. And, you know, I love baseball. So I love talking baseball with my students and, you know, other sports too, as well. But I want you to think about some other stuff that you might enjoy or might have a passion for that you can include in your PE program. So let me give you a couple examples. Again, not weird, but just something different. So I'm going to give you three today. Now, the first one is chess. I love to play chess. I've always loved to play chess. Ever since my uncle and my father actually started teaching me when I was younger. I'm not this avid, awesome chess player, but I'm decent. And I ran a chess program for my students back when I was teaching fifth grade a while ago. And I want to get that going again because I think it's so important. You know, chess is just a great game. I love playing chess. And, you know, just the strategy involved, just the thinking ahead and the movements and just the pieces themselves. I know it sounds weird, but just those chess pieces. I just love those chess pieces. And finding a cool chess piece or chess set somewhere, just at a local shop or something or a different city that you're in. To me, that's exciting. I love it. And so I want to bring that passion to my students. And I even created a game on an older episode, way older, called Checkmate. That we haven't played this year, but we've played in the past. It's just a lot of work, a lot of setup, a lot of everything. But I think it's where the students race to get chess pieces and set up their board, and at the end, if they have time, we can start learning the basic moves. So hey, I think I'm gonna do that pretty soon, actually. but also just talking about strategy with the students and how different people on your team bring different things to the team dynamic. And that's, you know, that's chess, you know, different pieces move in different ways. They have different strategies for different, you know, different pieces, different moves, and different ways to solve the problems of, you know, of checkmating your opponent. So the bottom line is, you know, chess to me is a passion. Now, is it a phys ed game necessarily? No, but it could be. And so I want to use that, you know, that knowledge I have, that passion I have to bring to my students. And I would say the second one is curling. The funniest part is I grew up near Buffalo, New York, and, you know, in Canada, curling's big. And if you don't know what curling is, you're not alone. Curling is where one person slides on the ice and releases a big old, what they call a stone or a rock, and it slides, and two other people, this is the funniest part. When I was a kid, I'm like, why are people, you know, sweeping the ice? That's just, that's ridiculous. And it clears the ice. It actually heats up the ice. It makes it go farther or further. I always get farther and further mixed up. It goes farther. And then it also, based on the spin and how fast it's going, it can make it curl, which is the whole point of why they call it curling. So I love, well, here's why I love curling. It was the Olympics. I want to say, if I'm doing the math right, it would have been 2004, 2002, I don't, it'd be 2004, because I know where I was at the time, I guess. 2004 Olympics, and, or 2006, no, it'd be 2006, I'm doing the math, okay, sorry, if I'm doing the math right, it's the 2006 Olympics. There was a guy from Canada, who worked in my father's store, and he really liked curling. And here's what hooked me. This goes back to my first thing I said. He said it's like chess on ice. And right there, that hooked me. I was like, really? I love chess. So watching people curl, which I've never done before, by the way. I've never curled. And watching that, then I was hooked. And that's actually when I believe the United States got bronze that year. And then, or maybe it was 4 years later. And then this past, not recently, but was it 2018 Olympics? They got the gold medal, and that was awesome. And so, and then I, you know, when I start recording it and watching it and just listening to the commentary, and, you know, I love the strategy, and I get to know the players on the U.S. teams, just their personalities. You can hear them talking strategy in the middle of the game. It's the only game that you hear that, or the only sport you hear strategy talked right in front of the other players, your opponents, for the most part. I just love curling. So I started using scooters as the stones, and the kids would have to try to get to the button, which is like the center of the, like the bullseye. And so I started bringing that to my students. Again, we haven't done that this year, but I'd like to bring that back. I've seen curling sets in magazines and things. I'm not sure if that's, cause those are like $300, $400, $500. And I have such large groups. I don't know if that'd be beneficial, like spending that kind of money, like half my budget basically on something like that. But I think it's a great idea, and I want to bring curling to my students. And I would say the third one is rock climbing, which I've been talking about recently. Here's the only time I remember rock climbing, like really climbing. It was at a camp. I used to be a Young Life leader. If you know what that is, if you don't, that's okay. It's like a youth group, a Christian youth group. I was a leader. We went to Windy Gap in North Carolina. Quite a few times, actually, and other places. I actually served in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, at Castaway Club, and we've been to Sharp Top and South Winds. And so any Young Life leaders or students out there, that was me for about 5 years. But Windy Gap was my favorite. And at Windy Gap, there's a tower you could rappel off of, or sorry, you could, I'm sorry, at Castaway Club, we rappelled, I believe. But at Windy Gap, they rappel off that too. There's a big tower. You rappel off it, but you also have to climb it, or you don't have to, but there's also, you can climb it. And I remember trying to climb this one tower all week, and man, my forearms were like burning. And I was in good shape then. I'm in okay shape now, but I was heavier, so it was harder. But I guess more muscular. I don't know. I wasn't like Schwarzenegger, but I was a little bit more muscular. My forearms were like burning, and my fingertips and my wrist. And there's one part I just couldn't get past. And the final day I did, I still think they helped me a little bit. Maybe by pulling my rope a little bit, tugging me up there a little bit. But anyways, I made it to the top, and it was like the greatest feeling ever. And I really haven't been rock climbing since. Or that's not even really rock climbing. That just, I've never climbed an actual big structure that's made out of rock. How's that? Just the rock climbing walls. But anyways, if you've listened to my other episodes, I've just fell in love with the story of Alex Honnold. If you see Free Solo or, the Dawn Wall, just these people's journeys and their motivations. And so anyways, I like to bring those stories to my students, at least nothing else, talk about it. And when we have rainy days, and some of you have rainy days, some of you have a gym and you never have rainy days. I show them different videos of people and sports and things that inspire me and hopefully inspire them. And so, it hasn't happened yet because we haven't had a rainy day in a while, but I want to show them videos of Alex Honnold climbing and, you know, challenging them not to climb and not to hurt themselves, but to challenge them to different things. So, those are some of my, passions, both real as far as baseball and golf, and never done before as far as curling and really rock climbing. So now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is to think about all the things you enjoy. Think about your passions. It could be anything that's fun and you can relate to PE somehow. Relate that to your students. Have your students they'll see you in a different light. They'll see your passions. They'll get to know you better. And then you can share, you know, why these things or these people or these events, you know, really mean something to you. Like, I'm definitely going to talk about Miracle on Ice. My favorite movie probably of all time is Miracle, about the Olympics in 1980, the hockey team. And, you know, just sharing those things with the students, you know, that was before they were born. That's probably before a lot of you were born, actually. But I wasn't that old then. I was a young kid back then. So, you know, share your passions, share your, you know, the things you enjoy, and let them get to know you better. Let them get to understand you and understand, you know, what drives you and other people, other famous or not so famous people. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. As always, go to the website for more information or to sign up for our new podcast we have coming out, Around the Horn, Health and Phys Ed. Health and PE, not sure what we're going to call it yet, but sign up. We'd love to have you as a guest on the show. You guys and girls from PE Nation are awesome. Here is a new beat for you.